Shami Kalayim Daf Samach Hey, who in the Mishnah that discusses the inyan again of where a person can aser davar shein or shelo, can Ruvain, who plants kalayim, plants kalayim in Shimon's property, can that aser it for Shimon? So we have a case like this. We had the two last Mishnayos, the last 2 days, discussing various scenarios, and now the Mishnah has a different one. Ha'anas sho'ezer esekerem. A person who was anas, she'gozal, says the Marfulda, he stole the vineyard of his friend, and then he went and planted grain on the field. In the kerem, he planted grain, so to make kalayim. Ha'viyotzim lefanov. And then went back to lefanov, says the Marfulda, she'chazer akerem lebailov, she'zeruah. He went back, Shimon, the owner of the field of the kerem, threw Reuven the goslin out, took back his field. So now he takes back a field. So now his kerem has kalayim on it. He has a tevuah that the robber planted. So what's the halacha? So koytzri afilu b'moy. Of course, the minute he gets it, he has to take off the kalayim. He has to remove it. You know, like he maintained kalayim, even though we didn't plant it, we already established that. But what happens here? The case of the Mishnah is where it comes out to be chalamoid. Chalamoid is a malacha, is an iser to go ahead and work your field, to do kaitzer on chalamoid. But what do you do here? You have to remove it. If you don't remove it, then the zman that it stays in your property, you're maintaining it. It's if it grows up to, we said, one two hundredth, you're mechuyev to be over in iser, because now it is a benefit in your place. It benefited from the kalayim. So therefore, since you have to remove it, we allow you to remove it even on chalamoid. So kotzer hilamamoid, even on chalamoid, you're allowed to remove it because we have to go ahead and remove it so that you don't have any issue of being maintained in chalayim. Now, interesting shayla lamai. So what's the chiddush? Chiddush is why we're allowed to do malacha on chalamoid. And the answer is because be'atzem, really the chiddush is that if you don't want it, and you're not allowed, if it's usher to do malacha on chol hamoed, you're not allowed to do kaitzer. A person who does so, stam on his field, is over in iser. So lemaisa here, the fact that you can't do it, it's beyond your control. You don't want it. You want to remove it. So therefore, the locha, that's not a din of maintaining kalayim. That's no iser of maintaining kalayim, the Mepharshim explained. Because lemaisa, you can't, you want to take it or you want to remove it. You just don't want to be over the iser, that you can't do it. However, since lemaisa, the dover of it, we say that you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to have to remove it because if it goes up, it increases 1 to 200. As we established earlier, you're going to have to pay. So maybe there could be a din of a hesek, a hefset mamon. We know the halacha is by a chitzos kol ha'moed. We bring the Mara Paskins in Moed Katan, it's a Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, that it's a dover of. Dover of it is mutter. But since lemaisa, you're going to have to go ahead and have a loss later and remove it after chol ha'moed. So therefore, we consider it as a hefset, a dover of it, and therefore we allow you to go ahead and remove it now from chol ha'moed, even though be'atzem, you could wait till later. But since lemaisa, we say you could do as a dover of it, we allow you to use this kula to be able to remove it now and to not to have the kalayim maintain the kalayim on your property. So therefore, again, even though be'etzem it's a tremendous kula, because even if you kept it there, if you're only not removing it, you don't want it there, but you're not moving it because there is iser, then there shouldn't be any iser anyway. But lemaisa, we say that would be considered, because I'll see it, and therefore we allow it to even the chalamid remove the kalayim. Now, the Mishnah continues. I come with notion of the problem. How much do you have to pay the workers in order to remove kalayim? Now, what's the shayla? The Moshe explains that normally, to do it, to avoid doing an iser, there's no limit. You have to go ahead and pay as much as you can. There's no such thing as paying meiser or 120 if the person has to give all his money to remove an iser. So therefore, what the Mishnah's question? I come and notice in the problem. How much should you go ahead and do so? And again, the idea would be the same concept we just said, that since we had some malachas, you're allowed to leave it there because you don't really want it anyway. So therefore, we say we want you to go ahead, but we want you to remove it because the davar we want you to remove it. So we want you to remove it. How much more above the normal maintenance cost that you would have to charge, where workers would charge you for it, how much extra do you have to do so you don't do an iser? The Mishnah says, until a third. The Gemara is going to discuss a third. Does it mean a third of the cost, a third of the field? Exactly what it refers to, we'll see that in the Gemara as to as to what the halacha is. They pay the property. Chalish the Gemara is a machlekes amarayim. We'll see in a minute. The schar kama, or you're talking about this third of the value of the whole field. But the concept is that since ba'etzim you're mechuyev to pay for the whole thing, you don't have to pay whatever you want to. There's no limit. But since the rice, we're telling you to do so, so therefore we want to know that how, you know, you're doing it because we want you to take it off, and we're allowing you to do it on Kalamite. So therefore there should be extra, you should definitely spend more money than the regular, but more than a third, and that would not have to spend any more money. More than that, you don't have to spend. The limit would be atzalish. But yes, if you're costing more than shlish, now look, as you're not mechuyev, you have to go ahead and hire workers for it. You can go and move it at the normal way, and then you go ahead and finish it. Even if it goes ahead, and you're going to do it after Kalamite. In other words, let's say there's a big field, there's a lot to do. It takes a long time. So the halacha is, you can continue doing it. You don't have to make hire extra staff to be able to take it off everything now, before the end of Yom Tov, during Kalamite itself, but you can do it on the normal pace of removal of Kalayim, even if it's going to schlep into Achamayit as well, you're allowed to do that. Now, Lamaisa, Meimasi Nikra'ana, so we say that look as a person goes ahead and considers a Ganav takes it and puts Kalayim in there and you get it back, you have to remove it. So the question is, when do we say that's considered Asur? When is it considered Asur? In other words, we know that if a Ganav stole the field and you don't own it, he took it away from you, you don't have it, you're not mechuyev to go take it off because it's not your field. But here we're saying it was you get it back. The case of the Mishnah is you get it back and you get it back on Kalamite. But what about we have a new person, you don't get it back? When is it considered that it's not going to be your field anymore, that you're not mechuyev? No, the Ganav has to remove the claim. He has to pay you for the damage of the field, but it's not your field anymore. So Mishnah says Mishnah Yishkak. When the person goes ahead and the it's no longer identified to you, which means, my fool explained, Shema Bailami Akara Mikot Shema Nima. But people in town, they know that Shimon owned the property. It was referred to as Shimon's property. Even though Reuven stole it, they know Reuven's the Ganav who stole Shimon's property. But after a while, people forget about it, that it belonged to Shimon, and now they call it Reuven's property. So when that happens, Mishnah Yishkaka, when it's a time that now they no longer attribute the field to Shimon, to the original owner, and now they give it to the field to the Ganav, then I look as you're not Mekuyev, there's no more Chiv on you to remove the Kalayim. It's on the robber to do that. That's his iser. He has to remove it, but he, of course, has to pay you for the damage. And the question is, first, we have a great arichas here. Rishayim and Achrayim has to deal as to what exactly this works, because we know that Yish Kaina is only by a Metaltolin. Yish Vashinu Rishus Kaina. But a Karka, there's no din Yish. There's no din Gazela. You can't take someone's Karka unless it's after 3 years, and you have the Chazaka, and the person has no proof that he owned it. So the question is, the din Yish, why should it apply over here? Mishnah Yishtaka, what is this halacha of Mishnah Yishtaka, that when you go ahead and you have the name change, what is the halacha of the din of Yush, when is it applied or not? And that's something that the Achronim deal with, both in the Bavli and in the Shulchan Aruch and several Masechtos Nogeya to this halacha of when is Yush Shayach Lagabi Din Karaka. Said the Gemara, the Gemara. Rabbi Avi, Shemayv Yochanan, Ve'emas Nisan. It's what the Mishnah meant to say. You're allowed to go ahead, even the Chalamayit, you take it. You're not Mechuyev to. I'll tell you, Pshat in the Mishnah is that the look is that you think it's in the Mishnah, it's Mashbah, you're Mechuyev to take it off. But the look is, he said, no, it's Mutta Lekotz of the Moed. They're telling you the look is, you would think that it means that you're Mechuyev to do it. If Yochanan is coming to tell you that no, it's only that you're allowed to do so. But you're not Mechuyev to do so. That the, you're not mechuyev to do so. Obviously, if it wouldn't be chalamayit, you're mechuyev to do it right the next day. It's immediately you're mechuyev to take it off because you're being nana from it. You can't go ahead and now that you know that it's there and you want it, you have to remove it right away. But on chalamayit, where there's an isser to remove it, there's a special head to be allowed to do it because of davar of it. But you're not mechuyev to. It says there, marfulda. My sister, mash mekutzri chayev lekotzro. Mash mo enu chayev elamutu. It's only mutu. Because again, best thing you can't ask for someone else's thing. Really, Reuven can't ask for Shimon's thing. So why do we want you to even do it at all? Why even rely on a kula? So the Mar Fulda said, "Mishamar Sayinatir Lekotzro Fil Yotzmit Fodam Amoid." Because really, you're not supposed to do Kitzron Kitzron Chalamayit. Really, it's on him to move it. So if it be a regular time, you'd have to take it off right away. But Chalamayit is an issue to do it. So why we allow you to do it? Could be right in the cooler that's considered Davra Avid because you'd have to take it off if you benefit from it on 1/200. The question is, so but why do we want you to do it if there's no Yisr? If it's not yours, then because any of Nosa Davra Shalom, as we had established in the Mishnah already 2 days ago. And the answer is because of Marasayan. Since it's Marasayan, it looks like you're growing Kalayan. People don't know that someone did it, that the Ganav did it. Mela the Rabbanan wants you to rely on the cooler of Davra Avid and allow you to go ahead and to take it off on even on Chol HaMoed. Well, it says again, so Mishnah continues at Kama, how much is said required to go and pay the workers at Mishnah Tul Shalish. The Gemara declares two different ways to understand this. Rav Chunam Rav Sheishes Machlokes. Kadama, one says Shalish Shaskar, a third of the normal wage, a normal what you pay workers for that. That is the normal, a third more of that, you have to pay to remove the client right away, not to wait for it, you have to do it right away. That's the one opinion. Chanam, and the other one says shlish l'damim. It means a third of the value of the whole produce. In other words, you have to pay, if you're taking off things that are growing, and the carom, the grapes, and the grain, you're removing it, what would be the cost of the whole thing, the value of the whole vineyard? That is what we can say, you have to do that. Shlish means machlekes, funam sheshes, it means the damim of the entire field, not just of the cost of the workers that do so, but on the carom itself. The Mishnah continues, when is it called that it's considered the robbers? And it's no longer yours, that you don't have to remove it anymore. Now it's on him to remove it. He just to pay you for the damage he stole your field. The Mishnah says, Mishi Yishaka. When it goes ahead, now it's no longer on your name. It's on the name of the robber, you're not mechuyev to. So the Gemara has a kasha. If the owner is no longer, and his name is no longer identified with the Lord Shtai Me'ayim, yet the owner was Me'ayishit, Yisur Dvar Torah, then it's Asim in Torah, because Lamaisa, then a klayim is asim in atayra, because now the guy, the robber, he owns it. It's his now, because the other person was, even though he was Messiah-ish, but lemaisa, if the name changed, is now attributed to Reuven, so Reuven is over near to the rice on klayim. And sasha abaylam and sasha abaylam. What about a case where the abaylam were Messiah-ish of getting back the vineyard of l'shtako abaylam? But the owner, not yet. The name was Nishtako. His name is not yet. People still know it's Shimon's. They still know it belonged to him. Then he sued the ram. Then the climb only did the Rabbanon. Because Batsem, it's still considered his, the owner. And the owner can't be derisive because he didn't do the climb. He's only maintaining it. See, the Rabbanon say, Marisayim, we don't want you to keep it on it. So the Rabbanon, it's us who climb the Rabbanon. So that's enough Gemina. If it belongs already to the guy, everyone knows it's the Ganav's field. They think it's the Ganav's field. Then Allah is Yimachuyim. But the Raisa used to climb. Otherwise, it's only did the Rabbanon. It's only in Israel, that's the way we explain the Gemara, it's only did the Rabbanon. And you can't answer it, midrabbanan. The kol kama d'shtaka shem b'ayim, even though b'ayim miayish, b'ayim miayish it, midatari el the moshtav shelo. Therefore, only rabbanan, and therefore the halachas are mechuyev too. I guess Gemara says. So Gemara says. So now the Gemara says that we say the din d'rabbanan. Gemara answers slightly. Yes, karkin exelus. But how can it be? Because karkin exelus. Can you steal karka? How can we say that it's now d'rabbanan? It belongs to him. We know that karka can't be exelus. It's a dava v'etumah. Feel d'rabbanan lo yasser. Why do we even answer d'rabbanan? If you can't steal karka, then the claim should not be considered usser. And if it's not usser, it should be mailed to Rabbanon. Because it's not the Ganav has no right to the karka. So if it's not right to the karka, then why is it even to Rabbanon? It should be nothing. So my answers are my blow off of Bishan Kakan Zealous, even though the karka can't be stolen halachically, even the Rabbanon can't be stolen, yesh yesh the karka. But yesh does apply to karka, and the male therefore is a din to Rabbanon. In other words, yeshtei dinim. It says Rabban, yes, even though yesh Mafulda explains, Mishim Isu Kalaim La Shrina Limit Rabban Amin Yesh Yesh. Because my clerk is whether we say Yesh by Karak or not. And since according to one man Yama, there is a yesh by Karka, there is a yesh by Karka. You know, the guy knows that the Ganav have stolen it. Shimon knows Reuven stole it. And he knows that people forgetting already that he owns it. And he knows that the Reuven's too strong. He'll never be able to get it back, take back possession of it. He never can go ahead and challenge Reuven. So mail it is a din yesh. Even though Allah is that he can't steal Karka, perhaps him. Because you can't take it into your shoes, but the ma'isa is a din yish. But the din yish, the rabbanan say, al's the fact that it's that he was kinder, because yish l'karka. Then Allah with rabbanan say there is a din rabbanan that you and therefore we consider it the rabbanan. The whole kasha was the more yish karka is not gazelos. How could it be even a rabbanan if you can't steal a karka? And the answer is because there's a din yish to rabbanan, and if there's a yish rabbanan, then we could say as well that there is a Kalayim Durabbanan as well, and therefore it would be us and Nitzah Durabbanan for him, and therefore Allah could be, he should remove it even the Mayid.